Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, Rhonda Riley, and I don't have my partner today. He's a little under the weather, so pray for him. He has not been feeling well today, and I sure do miss him. We have so much going on. God has just been so good and so awesome, y'all. My daddy is so cool and so awesome. If you want to look him up, you know, 1-800-JESUS. You know, before we get into this message today, I want to get into prayer. I sure miss having my partner here doing the prayer. But Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Father. Father, I thank you for using me, Father. Father, I just thank you for all that you do for me, Father. Father, I pray for each and every man and woman of God out there, Lord, that's bringing your word to the people, Lord, to the masses, Lord. Lord, I pray for all our ministers and ask that your blood just cover them in your blood, Lord. Lord, just keep them covered, Lord, because we know that the job is not easy, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you, as we minister today to the people, Lord, as our minister, Lord, that you just bless the people, Lord, Lord. Lord, give them ears to hear, Lord. Illuminate their minds, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We pray for all the sick and shattered, and not just for Riley, Lord, but for even pray for Mother May Lee, Lord. Lord, we pray for all our sick and loved ones, Lord God. Lord, we just ask that you touch each and every one of them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. Now, Lord, let the people hear what it is that you have given me to give to them, Lord. And let nothing come out of my mouth that's not sanctioned of you, Lord God. And Lord, we'll just be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and the glory that's due you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, people, today, as I told you on last week, you tried to get me to tell you about it. Today, we're going to talk about the ultimate, unexpected house guest. The ultimate unexpected house guest. You know, sometimes, you know, we have loved ones that come over. You know, they come over unannounced, unexpected, knocking on your door. And when they do that, you know, sometimes they catch you off guard. You know, sometimes when they catch you off guard, you don't know if you want to open the door for them or not. But, you know, as I said, I was reading through my material, and I ran across the track lead brochure number 117. And Lois Blanchard, 80s, it might be pronounced 80s, E-A-D-E-S, but she wrote, and ask, what would you do if Jesus was knocking at your door? And I read that. And as I was reading that, the Lord started, you know, stirring things up in my spirit. You know, I mean, it got to me. Because I read it. And I'm like, Wow. And I, you know, I got to thinking about right now, the way I am now, and I got to thinking about 20 and 30 years ago when I was in the world. But, you know, it's this, Revelation 3:20. Well, we're going to read Revelation 3:19 through 21. And it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Now, when we think about verse 20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And, you know, he said, if any man, that means man, woman, boy, or girl, if they hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. And I will sup, that means I will fellowship with him. I will be with him. So, let's take a look at Jesus knocking at your door. What kind of knock would it be? What kind of knock, what type of knock would that be at your door? You know, would that be a cautious knock? You know, would it be a warning knock? You know, that, hey, you going down the wrong way? Would it be a well done knock? What type of knock would it be? I'm going to read you what she says. She says, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what would you do? Oh, I know you give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you serve to him will be the very best. And you will keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare. And that's the first part. Then she says, but when you saw him coming, will you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they've been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard, and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Now, the Bible says in Ephesians, y'all, that let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, they may be minister grace unto the hearers. So what would you be speaking out of your mouth? So going on, she says, will you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And will you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your closest friends? Or would you hope they stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay on forever and ever on? Or would you sigh with great relief when at last it was gone? He was gone. It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you. I found that interesting. Now, I was reading, I said, Lord, that's something. And then I had to fast forward it. Before I fast forward it, we'll back up to verse 20. Again, where it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man, again, being a man, woman, boy, or girl, hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Now, I'm going to put in today's terms so everybody can get an understanding. Because I want everybody to understand. In other words, Jesus has said, hey, I want to hang out with you permanently. So what's up? You don't want to be bothered with me? I keep coming to your door and knocking, but all you seem to be doing is peeping out the peephole and acting as if no one is at home. So tell me, are you going to open up the door or not? So now let's fast forward that. We're going to fast forward it to you opening the door when Jesus knocked. Now, how would you respond to him if he wanted to stay a few days? Even though he's unexpected, how would you act? And if he told you that he came to move in, he came to live with you forever, how would you be? How would you respond? Would you have to change your ways? Would you have to stop clubbing, gambling? Would you have to, you know, stop doing some of those things that you're doing? You know, some of those things that we do on Friday night and Saturday night and barely make it to church on Sunday? Would you have to stop doing those things because he was there? Or are you already living that type of life where you don't have to worry about stop doing anything because you're already walking and living for Jesus? Well, fast forwarding it to today, in the nutshell, this is saying, look, they're talking about here a carnal life. But we're moving this to your spiritual life. Because, see, when Jesus stands at the door and knock, he's knocking on the door of your heart. And with him knocking on the door of your heart, he ain't asking to come in to visit for a day or two. He asking to come in and live forever. He wants to reside with you forever, for eternity. Are you willing to open the door? See, we all can sit and say, well, I need to do this first and I need to do that first. I remember when, you know, the Lord started talking to me, I can remember all type of excuses. You know, I got to stop doing this first. I got to stop doing that first. But guess what? Jesus already know everything you're doing. You ain't doing nothing new under the sun. He already know what you're going to do before you do it. So what would you do? What would you do? Would you just be able to open up the door? Or do you have to try to set your house in order? But remember this. You don't have to set your house in order with Jesus. Because when he knocks on your door, when he knocks on your door, then he already knows the status of your house. He already knows what your house looks like. That's why he's knocking on the door. Because, see, Jesus, when he knocks on your door, he bringing a cleaning crew. Jesus is bringing a cleaning crew. He got you covered. When he knocks on your door, he coming to clean house. Whatever you need, he coming to bring it. If it's a healing, he coming to clean house. If it's deliverance, he coming to clean house. Whatever it is, he bringing his cleaning crew to clean house. That is how awesome Jesus is. What a God, what a God, what a mighty God we serve. He is bringing the ultimate cleaning crew. He ain't just bringing any old crew, okay? No. He bringing the ultimate team with him. He bringing the ultimate team. And see, when he bring his team to clean, baby, the only way, your house get back dirty is that you don't maintain it. I'm going to have to say that again for y'all. Jesus, when he comes in, when he knocks at your door, he ain't worried about how clean you got your house, okay? Because he already know what your house look like. He bringing with him the ultimate cleaning crew. The ultimate cleaning crew. And when his cleaning crew get done, if you maintain the order of the house that he set it in, he ain't gotta continue to do that cleaning. You know, some light dusting, but no major cleaning, 'cause he bring in the ultimate cleaning crew. Ain't nobody like Jesus. When he said he had your back, he got your back. He got your back. He got your front, your side. Jesus got you. You know, I've owned in the past a janitorial company. We've owned a cleaning company, and when you go in to clean, you clean top to bottom. You dust, sweep, mop, scrub at times. When Jesus comes in to clean, woo, Clean. Whatever it is, whatever the cleaning may be, he gonna break up all that fallow ground and he gonna clean out all those cobwebs. You know, he will set your house in order. But you gotta first open the door. You have to first open the door, honey. If you open the door to Jesus, if you allow him to come in, then he will do what he said he will do. He said anything that you are in need of, he said the Father knows what you need before you ask. But you do have to ask. You do have to ask. But if he knocked on your door, what would you do first? Is your house in order? You know, and then it gives you something to think about because, see, if your house is in order, and he tapped you on the shoulders and said it was your time, then you know that you're heading to heaven. But if your house is not in order and he came and tapped you on your shoulder, where would you be heading? You know, when we go to church, you put on your Sunday best. At least we used to. The people used to. I don't know what's going on nowadays with these clothes. The people used to put on their Sunday best. And when you live in the inner city, when I was living in Detroit, you know, leggings first came out. Oh my goodness. The girls would come to church in these leggings and look like they just came out the club. Some of them did. And Bishop Jackson, he changed the mindset of the individuals. And a lot of times, getting our house in order is also about getting our mindset in order. I remember he was speaking to us on a date with Jesus. And, you know, a date with Jesus comes with this falls to me under the ultimate unexpected house guest. If you was going on a date and you knew you was on a date, your date was Jesus, then why wouldn't, you know, would you put on your very best? If you were going, to the club or out to dinner, you know, to a fancy restaurant, you would dress up really nice. If you were going, you know, to the opera or somewhere, you would dress up really nice. If you was going to a wedding, you would dress up really nice. Well, you buy clothes for all those occasions. But what about your day with Jesus? And with that, you know, up until that time, up until 97, I had really never thought about going to church as it was a date with Jesus, because that's exactly what it is. Because you're going to meet Jesus. You know, it's a date with Jesus. And, you know, he really talked to the congregation. And we, for a lot of us that was already dressing nicely, it made us step up even more. And for the ones that was still the clothes were still between the club and I gotta look hot, it stepped up. And it was a dramatic improvement. And when I watch him on TV, sometimes I look, you know, and I see some of the old faces that, you know, our members that still there, you know, from 97 and 98, you know, back then, and it puts a smile on my face and it warms my heart, because you look at what they have on. And it's like they know they're on a date with Jesus. They come expecting for Jesus to show up. And so the mindset is different. And when your mind, when a person's mindset changes, that also changes the way they become, the way they can become blessed. And he poured that into us. And it made a difference. Even I remember one New Year. For New Year's Eve, we had a bash at church. We had a New Year's party at church. Well, no, it ain't the way y'all think. But we were required to be in after five attire. To come and worship the Lord, to celebrate and bring the new year with the Lord. And it was amazing to see, you know, a good 1,000 plus people. And where we were sitting there praising God and after five clothes, we had on gowns and our mindset was we came to party with Jesus. So the question to you is, you letting Jesus in? How you going to let Jesus in your door? Open the door. Let him in. He's knocking. He is knocking. Y'all know I get lost. I can talk about Jesus. I get lost. And if I don't keep my timer, if I don't keep my time allowed, then I will be off air, not know I'm off air, because when I get to talking about Jesus, that's just something for me, because I love the Lord, and I want everybody to know the Lord. I want everybody to know the Lord. I want everybody to come to the full knowledge of Jesus Christ, because I don't want anyone to go to hell. I want each and every one of us to accept him as our Lord and Savior. and this message has touched your heart, and you ready to let Jesus into your heart, into that spiritual door, that spiritual home, then say this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe, Father, that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, down right now. You sent him down for me. And I believe that he's here right now knocking on my door, on my heart. And I repent right now. I confess with my mouth I'm a sinner. I believe in my heart that he is my redeemer. And Lord, I thank you for sending him. I receive him right now as my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for coming into me, into my heart. I thank you for coming and knocking on my door. Thank you, because now I'm going to be a new creature in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome to the family. You know, God loves you. You know he loves you. That's why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus down here just for you and for me. Because that's what our daddy do. We got an awesome Father in heaven. He is awesome. Y'all, I pray that y'all visit tracklead.com. Visit them and check out some of their tracks they got. You know, they got things for the children that will help you to steer your children in the right direction. They got tracks for if you're going through your child. I don't care what you're going through. They got tracks for it. You know, and I take such pleasure in sharing information and passing out literature to people and praying with people. It's such a pleasure to be used by God. It is a show enough. I thank y'all for tuning in. I thank you for listening. I thank you. Call us. Call our prayer line at 662-388-0644. Again, at 662-388-0644. Let us know that this message touched you. If you'd like to have a copy of today's program, we'll be more than happy to bless you with it.